Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many understand God is a frill God? God is a God of excess. He's a God of superabundance. He's a God of the best of the best. The finest. Right? And didn't he say, if you're willing and you're obedient, what will happen to you? You will eat. You will enjoy the what? The good. That literally means the fat, which in Old Testament talk means what? The best. After all, if the best, the finest houses, the finest clothes, the finest cars and jewels, if that's not for us, who's it for? Do we have to say it's for the devil? It's for the unsaved. It's for the unbelievers. Is it? Is it? I know a minister that I know. He bought a dog. And this dog, it got out. Well, he told folks, it cost $15,000. I never heard so much static. People called me out of the blue and said, can you believe it? $15,000 for a dog. That's ridiculous. That's wrong. That's wrong. Well, first of all, if there's a $15,000 dog, and I'm sure there's $100,000 dogs, who are they for? Who ought to have them? Right? Who? They're saying he ought not have them. Well, why shouldn't he have them? Who should have it? I happen to know some, I don't know them personally, but I know some of the ways some of these things work. These are guard dogs, highly trained. A lot of drug dealers use them. So I guess they're just for drug dealers. You understand what I'm saying? Who should have these things? Oh boy. When you get to talking about, do you feel it? I mean, when you get to talking about these things, you come up against all kind of tradition. And you come up against all kind of wrong thinking, unscriptural, biblical. Somebody said, well, I don't think it's right. Why? You didn't pay for it. Right? Now here's what people are doing. They're assuming that they used offering money to buy the dog. Well, now if somebody took up an offering for the church building fund and they used that to buy the dog with, that would be wrong. No question about that. But how would you know if you just heard that? How many understand it's just as wrong for a lay person, a member in the church, to take tithe money and buy furniture with it? Just no difference. And yet people act like, oh, that's horrible. I mean, so-and-so, they took up money, you know, to build an orphanage, and they went and bought a car with it. Oh, that's one of the lowest, dirtiest things that you ever... Exactly the same thing. For any believer to take tithe money and spending on clothes or jewelry or anything. People are twisted. Right? No, they don't think right. Here's something that'll help you. It's not what you have that's the issue. It's how did you get it. Did you hear? It's not what you have. It's how you got it. If it came the right way, if the Lord gave it to you, why should anybody question or have anything to say about it? If you lied and stole and whatever, then of course that's bad. That's wrong, no matter who you are. We begin to talk about the glory of God's house. We saw in heaven, he lives large. Right? I mean, beautiful. we see on the earth. He didn't say he has one will for heaven, a completely different will for the earth. He said, pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and even from Old Testament times. We see that when the Lord gave directions concerning the building of the tabernacle, he went first class. Right? I mean, he said, all this is to be done is completely out of gold. All this is to be with jewels. We look a temporary thing, a tent. It costs millions and millions of dollars. Just a tent. Everybody say, nice tent.
Nice tent.
And that's God's idea. That was his idea. And then when you got to building of the temple. Oh, now. I mean, they pulled out stops, brother. God gave David the blueprint. He wrote it down and built it exactly. You know, Moses did that with the tabernacle. Well, David did this with the temple, and he accumulated money like water all his life. And then he turned it over to his son, and Solomon built the house, and we figured up billions. Billions. And it wasn't that big of a building. Billions. One thing we didn't even figure into it. 187,000 workers. For I believe it was, I think I wrote it down here somewhere. For, please stand by. 7 years. I figured up approximate wages. 183,000 workers for 7 years is about 12 billion. I would say you keep adding stuff up, and this thing just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Whose idea was this?
God.
Now, if God was opposed to spending much, he could have told them different. He could have said, look, just build it out of walnut and pine. And no need to put all that gold in there. We can save billions. Just varnish it. Right? Just varnish the wood. And, you know, steel is fine. You don't have to go with silver. Just go with aluminum. You could save billions. B with a B. Billions. Was God interested in saving money?
No.
Why would he want to save money? You know, Brother Kenneth Copeland said one time, he said, the Lord asked him, somebody's talking about, you know, well, we save money on them. So he said, what are they going to do with all this money they're saving for me? What are they going to do with it? Well, he never sees it. Right? All the money that people save on the Lord's house, he never sees that money. Right? Do you see what I'm talking about now? But in learning about God, we see his desire. We see his preferences. We see his will. Some people would call God flashy.
Yeah.
Right? Walls, solid gold, jewels everywhere. That's what God likes.
Yeah.
Isn't it? That's what he likes. Well, if he likes it, we ought to like it. Is that, I mean, you going to stand up and say, God, you wasting money. I mean, you don't have to do all. You going to tell him that? I'm not. If he says everything gold, I'm going to say, gold it is. It's pour the gold on. What else you going to use it for? What else is better? What's a higher purpose for the use of anything in this earth than God's things? Certainly not. When you're doing the will of God, you cannot waste money. Doing what he told you to do, the best and the finest and the highest way, you'll never waste money as long as you're doing what he told you to do. But let's go on tonight. We looked at that. We studied that. But I'd like for you to believe with me, first of all. But go with me to Genesis. And we'll pray before we read this. And believe with me to get further into this tonight. Genesis 31 is where we're going. Let me pray with you. Father, we ask you to teach us these things. Reveal to us the glory of your house. teach us the glory and the honor of your things and how they are to be handled and how they are to be conducted. Help us to break out of small thinking and poverty thinking, and help us to rise up to doing things in a way that really glorifies you and honors you as it ought to be. And that we might come up into faith to believe for all the resources and ability to do the work that you've called us to do in a way that glorifies you. Open our eyes to the Word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Genesis 31. I want to read this to you and then we'll read the scripture. We actually ended up on this when David stood up and they were dedicating those huge offerings. You remember we read about that? They were giving billions to build the Lord's house. This is over in 1 Chronicles 29. You don't have to turn there. But David stood up at the end of that. All the fathers of the nation, they put in all their money. I mean, it was billions came in that day. And David blessed the Lord before the congregation. He said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever." He said, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all." Now listen to this. "Both riches and honor come from you. And you reign over all, and in your hand is power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and give strength to all. So God, we thank you and we praise your glorious name." He said, riches and honor come from you. How many believe that? Riches and honor comes from God. Say it out loud. Riches and honor come from God. Say it again. Riches and honor come from God. Say it again. Riches and honor come from God. Comes from God. Now you'll find the phrase, riches and honor, riches and glory, I don't know, at least a dozen different places in the Bible that I'm aware of, linked together. Riches and glory. Now a lot of times when people think of glory, they don't think riches. They think, well, now that's secular. That's natural. And that's got nothing to do because, after all, money's the root of all evil. That's not what the Bible said. Is it? What did it say?
Love.
The love of money. That's a very different thing. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Glory of God's House, Part 2. You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R625. That's R625. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.